Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Ogden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Ogden. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting third. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte strikes out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGowan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang takes first base on ball four. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogden for the out. Shang moves to second. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke strikes out. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 1 in the game. Manish hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Manish reaches second base with a double. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whatwood throws the ball into Sissel, who tags Schult trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Manish scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 1 in the game. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McGowan. Metzler reaches second base with a double. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr bunts towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kerr moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Clancy moves to second. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Shang hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogden is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Krause moves to third. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McGowan. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Krause scores. Metzler moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Blue moves to third. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynish for the out. Blue scores. O'Rourke moves to third. One out. It's Browns, 2, White Sox, 2. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaum hits a line drive towards short. Kress reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 2 in the game. McGowan takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGowan. The throw from Kraus and he is safe. McGowan steals second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shang is walked intentionally. Tom Jenkins pinch hits for Jack Ogden. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke can't make a play. That's a base hit. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kraus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schult throws the ball into Kress who tags Kraus trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Sissel moves to third. One out. General Crowder now pitching. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 2 in the game. Faber is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sissel scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. O'Rourke moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. Mainisch scores. Schult moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McGowan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. McGowan reaches second base with a double. Schultz scores. Kress goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-3 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGowan scores. It's 7-3, Browns. Dan Dugan now pitching. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Shang hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-3 in the game. Kham takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-3 in the game. Whatwood hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McGowan who is chasing the ball. Sissel reaches third base with a triple. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires pinch hits for Dan Dugan. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 3-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.